This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. A simple idea and swift action by two soccer moms is about to help a lot of kids in Puerto Rico.
I had this idea because both my kids, I have six-year-old twins, play soccer at IRSA.
That's Vero Beach native Laura Radichai talking about the Indian River Soccer Association. She and fellow soccer mom Stephanie DeLella are collecting and about to ship an overabundance of soccer uniforms to Puerto Rico, where hundreds of children who want to play soccer are ready to receive them. We met up with them at the soccer fields one recent Friday evening to find out more.
Each season it's awesome. They get a new uniform, which includes a jersey, soccer socks, and shorts. Great, but then each season it just gets stuffed to the back of the closet.
Last year, she took a deep look into that closet, and what she saw was an excess of practically brand new soccer uniforms.
I'm like, there has got to be better use for this.
She started looking into ways the uniforms could be passed on to a group that could really use them. And she thought of her friend, fellow soccer mom, Stephanie DeLella.
But an idea is nothing without action. So I contacted Stephanie because I knew she was part of IRSA, gave her my idea, and she kind of was the manpower behind it. And she really ran with it.
The two met when their kids were in preschool playing sports together.
My name is Stephanie DeLella. She said, what do you think about this idea? And I said, yeah, we give out a new color uniform to every year. You're never the same color. And so that's why you keep continually getting new uniforms. We saw this abundance, like Laura said, and we felt like there's got to be a need somewhere. You know, we had the abundance and there's got to be kids out there that don't have what we have, and we feel so fortunate to have it.
At this point, they still didn't know where their uniforms were going, but they approached IRSA's leadership and got immediate support. So now the task of finding their match was before them, and it was Hurricane Maria that made up their minds. One day, DeLella was working out at the gym and struck up a conversation.
There was a couple there that had a lot of family in Puerto Rico, and they were really trying to, you know, over the months following that, trying to raise money and collections and stuff to donate to Puerto Rico. So I kind of had them in mind, and we felt like, okay, this is probably where we should do this, because they really... We knew for sure that there was a need there.
DeLella told them about their idea for the soccer uniforms.
She said, you know, my nephew plays soccer in Puerto Rico for this GPS, Global Premier Soccer Association, and they have a coach that would love to receive these uniforms and go over to local, to neighborhoods and low-income neighborhoods and distribute this, to distribute these uniforms. And there's just so many kids in need there, and there's so many kids without anything, and so many kids that love soccer as much as our kids do.
Global Premier Soccer Association is an international soccer club that builds teams all over the world. Now that they know where their uniforms are going, they've started collecting them from all the league parents. And with 800 kids in the league, that's a lot of uniforms.
We got a donation here.
Yay.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, collection is the first phase. Next, they'll separate by color and size and get them ready for distribution. Temp Control of Vero Beach is sponsoring the shipping to Puerto Rico. While at the fields, we ran into IRSA President Tom Tierney.
We're super excited about this opportunity that Laura and Stephanie have put together, and the board fully supports what they're doing, and we're really excited that they've taken this on for us. And going to provide a great benefit for the kids in Puerto Rico who want to play soccer and can't afford uniforms or cleats or anything else.
They hope this can become an annual effort. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.